It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Internet Radio's first magazine show, where you get entertainment, celebrity, love, dating, new, business, health, and fashion. All presented to you on Plus Size Life Entertainment, where being plus size is never a negative. By your host, here's Jackie and Zuhaila.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Plus Size Life Entertainment. We'll be in a plus is never a negative. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your host, Zuhaila. Hey, welcome back.
I know. We've been gone for like 2 weeks.
I know. Happy Thanksgiving. How was your holiday?
Good. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. It was good. I think I'm still full from all the food.
I know. I've been eating like crazy.
You know how Spanish people are, like, cooking 50 houses.
I know. And I had such a busy weekend that my whole holiday break, I didn't actually get a break because I had to cook and bake and had people over. It was a lot.
I don't like hosting. I'd rather go to people's houses, let them do it.
I know. You don't know. I threw a housewarming because I finally, like, for my family, like my close family, threw a housewarming so that I can, you know, have them over the day after Thanksgiving. And I was like, why did I do that the day after Thanksgiving? I'm so tired.
No, that's the day for resting.
I know. I woke up exhausted. Yeah.
That's the day for leftovers and resting.
Right? I learned this year that that's what I should have been doing.
So next year, you told people, I'm not hosting. You're cooking for me.
I'm not hosting nothing.
Nada. Oh, wow.
True.
Well, today also, we have a guest. Her name is Alexa Felici. I'm saying that right. Alexa Felici. And she's a model. And she has a nonprofit organization, and she is like a body activist, and she's very like, she loves telling people that they should love themselves and, you know, have a positive body image. And like, she's very like, you talk to her and she'll like, okay, I love myself. Like after you speak to her.
Yeah.
I've seen a few things of her, and she seems really, really cool. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And, she's worked with Ashley Graham, another beautiful plus-size model that I'm obsessed with. She's just so gorgeous, and I can't deal with
her. I know. We're going to see what she can tell us about her.
I know.
She's been doing,
I know.
Hopefully.
I'm super excited to get to know about her, and especially because that's what our whole show is about, is being body positive, and that's super exciting that we're going to have, you know, another voice here to help our viewers love themselves and for ourselves to love ourselves. Because I know I was watching interviews with her, and there were a lot of things that she was saying that I was like, hi, same. I have a skinny sister too who always got compared to. So I'm excited to ask her some fun stuff, because I had to deal with the same type of thing growing up. I was always the chubby one. I'm just kind of curvy now, but like, it's so crazy what your own image of yourself can be sometimes, because you could have sworn, like, I could have sworn that I was obese my whole through high school. I swore I was so fat, and then come to being an adult and accepting my body, I look back at pictures and I was like, oh, damn, senior year, I was really skinny. And mind you, I had a meltdown before prom about my dress
fitting me
and all my fat showing. And my mother was like, Suhaila, you're being crazy. And now that I look back, I'm like, oh, that's the skinniest I've ever been in my life. Like, what was I crying about? And it's only now the perspective as an adult, I'm like, oh, I looked really good at 18. But in my head, I looked like I could have looked like a cow, you know? That's insane
good.
That, like, your own body dysmorphia, like, being able to see yourself in the mirror and not see what other people are seeing sometimes to get over.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're,
so that's
you're
like, that, I feel like, thank you. But yeah,
that's
no, it definitely is
her,
something that's hard.
Will wake you up. Yeah, I know. Because okay. I know people who are thin, like 120 pounds, and they're like, I'm fat. I'm like, really? Like, I want to slap you right now. But
all right.
Like, you know. But yeah,
yeah, exactly. I know. So our first song of the day is going to be Marvin Sapp, Best in Me. This is something that you're going to be able to listen to on Sundays with the Hip Hop Christian Connection. It's the gospel show that we have here on the Love Zone USA, and we hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Plus Size Life Entertainment.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that she saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I am. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what. He only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
He's
mine. It doesn't matter what
I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
He's mine.
I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around. Oh.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, if there's anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do. But he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me. I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am.
Ooh. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And
it doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Entertainment. I'm your host, Suhaila.
And I'm your host, Jackie. That was a really long tongue, right?
Suhaila.
I know. And we
Suhaila
have
and Jackie.
We have our wonderful guest on the line, Alexa Felici. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know I was on yet. I just heard your name for the first time, I think. It's so beautiful. Suhaila?
Yeah, Suhaila. Thank you so much.
And again, you hear me speaking under my breath like, Suhaila.
Jackie. I heard something.
Like, I'm
Felice.
Or in Italian, I think you're actually right. I think it's like Felice or something like that. But we can just stick with Alexa. Alexa works.
Okay. So it's so great to have you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Super excited.
Hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right, so we just want you to let the audience know who you are, what you're about. Just give them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so first of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited we were able to work all this out. I know the holidays have been super crazy.
Yeah.
I was listening a little bit prior. I was listening a little prior listening to your guys' conversation about the holidays, about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Too funny. I can relate to a lot of what you guys are saying. I can relate, for sure.
Yeah.
So my name is Alexa Felice, and I am a model and the founder of Everybody Deserves Love. It's four words, Everybody Deserves Love. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and our website is everybodydeservslove.org. As you can tell, though I am a model first, and though modeling pays the bills, modeling and social media, I'm also an influencer, a social media influencer, content creator. So even though those pay the bills, my passion is absolutely Everybody Deserves Love. The second I graduated from college, before college ended, I started this movement, and it turned into a nonprofit thanks to Ashley Graham. She's the one who funded it. Yeah, funded us to get our documentation and everything.
I saw the episode of Undercover Boss, right? I was like, that was her.
Thanks for watching. If you haven't seen it, you can go on Hulu on Celebrity Undercover Boss, and I'm in there. I'm not sure what episode I am, but just look for the Ashley Graham episode, and that'll be me.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
That was a game changer. And I'm telling you, it really was undercover. I had no idea it was her. Like, no idea. I just thought that I got a regular client. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they changed her up and everything, so like she didn't look like herself. So
I have to watch this episode now.
Yes.
it was really wild. Usually, a normal day in the life of me is I'm either working on building this nonprofit. I still have a lot of foundation work, so if anybody's ever looking for volunteer work, you guys can come and help us out.
So that's our first question. So are you located only in California? Because I know you're from California, correct?
Yeah. So I'm actually in California. I'm in Orange County, but I'm in LA every day for work. So I'm basically LA. Nobody cares about Orange County. No one cares about the OC anymore. It's all about that LA.
Do you guys have any locations like in New York?
So right now we don't have like a physical building. We're basically a online community, like spanning over 10,000 people now, thanks to the show.
Nice.
We have so far been doing like traveling events and like traveling meetups.
Okay.
Because in my modeling world, I'm constantly moving around. Some days I'm in New York, some days I'm in Texas, some days I'm in LA, you know, with different photo shoots and different fit modeling or social media partnerships. And it's easier to kind of have this free-moving nonprofit. We are predominantly in LA because that's where most of my resources are, but we would love to expand. And if someone is not in LA or in Orange County or LA, California area, we do so much in New York, and we do a lot of things online, too. That's the best place to get involved is through our website and Instagram and Facebook. We're on there every single day, communicating, messaging, talking, brainstorming.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes,
and spreading self-love, of course, because that's what we're all about. I guess I really haven't said anything about who we are and what we do, so... Everybody Deserves Love is a nonprofit, as I already said, and we focus on really just starting the conversation of self-love. In my modeling journey, I learned very, very quickly that self-love and learning how to accept myself, it was mandatory. Like, there was no, I knew that I wasn't going to survive. I wasn't going to survive the life as a model if I didn't start to like myself. And I didn't start to appreciate myself for what I was instead of hating myself for everything that I thought I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, you know, I've seen a few interviews and everything that you've been doing. And it's really interesting the juxtaposition of like the regular modeling world with where it's like, no, you have to hate yourself. You need to be skinnier. You need to be, because that's a lot of the pressures of regular modeling. And it's such a different world in the plus size modeling world. Like it's a beautiful thing that you guys like, mm-hmm. it's all about appreciating your body, because that's what's happening with plus size modeling. It's totally different when it comes to self-esteem. And it's crazy that that would be how it is. That all these skinny women are starving themselves, but it's plus size. The plus size modeling community is all about loving yourself.
It's true.
And
you know,
I see your pictures and I'm like, yeah, this girl is popping.
Yeah. Hey, so, thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Her pictures are awesome. I'm like, she
thank you so much. And you know, for me, it's more about how can I use this wonderful platform as a model and a social media influencer and, you know, building a brand. Like, how can I use this community to really spread that positivity and change the language of the game, you know? I don't think that there should even be titles. Like, there should be no, like, regular modeling or, like, plus modeling or junior modeling. Like, we should just be models. We should be able to represent the human race. You know, I think that there just needs to be more representation in the world, because we all look different. Like, there's never enough diversity. Like, there's never enough, you know, and a lot of the times in campaigns, you'll see, like, there's one black girl and, like, three white girls, maybe one Asian or ethnic ambiguous. Why don't we just include all types of people and stop counting and worrying about the size, and let's just teach people how to just learn love to exist. You know, let's drop all the labels. Let's just exist and everything is beautiful. You know, even the things that we think are bad about us, like those things are just as beautiful. You just have to change your perspective. And I think that using these platforms for good and keeping this community, everybody deserves love, keep adding to it and hosting meetups and workshops and just creating a space where people can come and just be themselves and learn how to love themselves, because everybody else there is doing the same thing. We're all just trying to accept ourselves and figure out how we can be the best version of ourselves through giving our bodies love. You know, I think that's what's really going to change the game, whether it's modeling or social media. And I think it's just changing that language and creating that community where we don't accept anything less than positivity, you know, and then what we deserve, which is love, 100%, all of us, everybody deserves love.
Okay, that's so awesome. We're going to talk so much more. We're going to go to our next song break. We are going to be listening to Cardi B featuring Kehlani Ring, and you guys are listening to Plus Size Life Entertainment. We'll be right back.
You don't hit my line no more. Oh, oh.
Hit me when you're free, 1-800, it's emergency. my phone, ring on my finger. You acting like you ain't trying to do either. What's a good girl? Watch me send Bieber. Here goes my heart.
You don't keep my line no more. Oh, oh.
Hi, this is Cool of Cool and the Gang. When you want the best in love and entertainment, be sure to listen to the Girlfriend Network, where you not only get advice on dating, but the best music on the internet, with a little summer madness on the Love Zone.
I feel like I'm alive and dead. Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows. Singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Size Life Entertainment. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, and I'm your host, Suhalo. Welcome back. And welcome back, Alexa.
Hi.
Hey. I just went and followed you on Instagram.
did you?
I did that.
Girl, I'll follow you back.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah, I like to feel your pictures and everything because it was like, oh, damn. This girl's good.
I know.
Thank you. And for those who don't know, you can follow me at Alexa Felice. That's PHELECE.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to get the other. I have to get your organization also. I have to get that one too. I have to add that one.
Oh, yeah. That's Everybody Deserves Love, but an underscore for Instagram. They couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, they already used the one without the underscore, so we had to settle.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right.
As long as they're giving the same message, it's fine. So
right.
we wanted to ask you because I know that your self esteem is really like good and positive. And what advice you have for the people who don't have it and how do they get it, I guess.
Oh wow, that's a really, really loaded question. Thank you for acknowledging my confidence. You know, I think it's important for everyone to say thank you. Important to, like, first of all, like, say thank you. I think that's a great step. If you're trying to live a more confident life, you know, full of higher self-esteem, I think that when we learn how to take a compliment, that's a great step on starting to give ourselves some compliments. And start acknowledging our own beauty. You know, when other people acknowledge it, it's like, okay, yeah, right, whatever, okay, you're so funny. But really, you should say thank you, even if you don't agree with the compliment yourself, because you never want to discredit, you know, the work that God has created, you know. You never want to discredit how amazing you are by saying no or laughing off somebody's praise, you know. I think that's a great start. But as far as coming off as how to teach someone how to be fully confident, I will let you know as I figure that out. But I think that as long as you're a part of the EBDL community and, you know, you change that language in your head, you know, and you start to recognize that you are worthy of loving yourself and that, you know, that you get to decide what love looks like, you know, and I think that we really can just, you know, we kind of figure it out as you go. You know, it's okay to figure it out as you go, but you just have to know what love looks like for you. You kind of have to, like, figure that one out. For me, it's like the gym. Like, that's my form of self-lovery. If I don't go to the gym, like, I really start to feel bad about myself, and I eat myself up so many different ways.
You see, that's what
I'm exactly the same way. I'm exactly the same way. It's the worst because then you binge eat, and it's like, why did you just do that? When
you're
already feeling bad, and then you go and eat.
Right.
I know
right.
exactly
I think
the
you
feeling.
Need to bring me some of that. I need some of that because I always say I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go next week, and next week becomes a year, and I never show up. I'm like,
well,
what the
you
heck?
Know, it may not be for you. Like, I don't think that the gym is for everybody. Like, I think that you have to kind of figure out what health and fitness looks like for you. Like, what works for you? Maybe you start doing yoga. Maybe you just, like, wake up every morning, like, 30 minutes early to watch a YouTube video, like, of some kind of, like, quick workout, you know? Like, whatever works for you. And I think that's really where self-love, like, that's what EBBL is really all about. And, like, the message that I want to tell people is it's self-love is, you know, just respecting yourself 100% and committing to understanding yourself, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. What makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good, that's self-love. And then from there, just never allowing anyone to ruin that for you, or, like, never settle for anything but that standard for yourself, including yourself.
Amen.
You know, you gotta be good to yourself first.
That's true.
That's awesome. I had one question, what kind of things do women, like, what are some of the exercises and things that you guys do at, like, a workshop that you host, or, like, what do women expect when they come in? Like, what is it that happens? Because, you know, sometimes those types of things, people are like, it's a scheme. It's a, you know, like, oh, they're just being all fluffy and whatever. But, like, what things do you actually do? Because there's always misconceptions about these types of workshops. They think,
definitely.
You know, it could all be trust falls or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. And so far we have absolutely understood we've made all of our workshops very different and specific. So we do, like, we have our beach party, our self-love, body love beach party, and it's super simple. You come, eat, you get tattoos, you mingle. Like, there's not a lot of, like, self-love talk, but everyone there just embodies, like, this, stepping outside of your comfort zone in hopes to create a new comfort zone of, like, a more confident you. So people show up, you know, it doesn't matter the size, color, shape, you know, in bikinis, you know, they come in Speedos, we got henna tattoos, glitter tattoos, and then, you know, and we take pictures, there's lots of photography, and there's dancing, and and then sometimes people just go off to the side and they chill, they buy their t-shirts, and then they chill, and that's okay too, because everyone's at a different space. Then we have another workshop coming up, and we're going to be doing arts and crafts. And, like, I always give a lot of description when people start to sign up. We'll let you know what the next one's coming up or what the next thing is that we're doing. Because I think that everybody learns differently. Like you said, like, if I hosted a workout class, you probably wouldn't show up, girl. You're like, maybe no, I don't know. Right? Or maybe you're like Jackie, right? Was that Jackie who said that she loves working out?
Me, no, I love working out. So, like, I'd be the first person at the door.
If I'm like, hey, I'm gonna teach you self love through squats, you'd be like, hell yeah, girl.
I would be there in a heartbeat.
I'm trying to cater to everybody. You know, there's so many different ways that we can connect and learn about each other and, you know, become more self-aware. So really, we cater to all kinds of people.
That's
so
awesome.
Also, you have a degree in mental health, and I wanted kind of to ask, right? I wanted to kind of ask, sometimes, I guess, it could be mental that people feel like I'm not good enough, or it's just that society
has
told them this.
I mean, I think that's a common misconception. I think that most people think that they're the ones who have created this voice in their head, like, I'm not good enough, or I could never accomplish this, or, you know, I'm not worthy of this, or, yeah, right, that's not me. I think, that, like, from my education at Cal State Fullerton, woohoo, go Titans. I've learned that voice in your head is a composition of multiple influences in your life. You know, it could be from peers. It could be from your parents. You know, I've noticed, like, my parents are wonderful. I love them so much. But they have a lot of negative self-talk, and they say a lot of bad things about themselves, and that directly translated into the voice in my head, which made me feel like I wasn't good enough. And once I changed that language and I changed that voice, I'm like, that's not me. I know I can be good. I know that I'm worthy. I know that I'm beautiful. You know, and once I started changing that language, everything else just kind of came in line. Then came the action and the behavior. And then it became a habit to just constantly say these positive things and do these positive things and then being committed to those positive things. And then people around you holding you accountable for those. And that's what EBBL does, you know, we're that accountability. or that community that's like, hey, that's not like you. You wanted, you're talking about being a better version of you. That reflects a different version of you. You know, it's not one is, you know, we don't want to ever shame anyone. Everyone is absolutely allowed to be where they're at. Everyone is allowed to be where they're at.
You definitely need to let us know when you have a workshop in New York the next time, or the next time you're in New York,
yes,
and you let us know.
Yes.
That's where we're based, so we need to make sure that we get together, because I think that would be I think that would be amazing for the show, for you. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm going to hold you to that, girl. I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will do the exercise.
I'm never going to drag Jackie to the gym with us.
I'll come ready. I'll do it. Oh my God. So we're going to come right back with you. We're going to put another little song. It's going to be Gucci Mane, Kodak Black. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
It's called
Black,
Wake Up
Bruno
in
Mars.
The Sky. Wake Up in the Sky. You're going to be plus life.
I drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly, I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly, the ladies love me, that's why they all fuck with me, out here with the moves, like I invented smooth, you can't tell me I ain't fly, I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. I stay fresh as hell, take a pick, I might as well, hell. Drop the top and take a sip, if my car drives itself. I got white girls blushing, homie, college girls rushing on me. All my diamonds custom, so they clutching and they touching on me. Ooh, think it's vegetables, ooh, think it's edible, ooh, it's incredible, ooh, ooh, ooh. I smell like bun, number 99, section full of fine dimes. Bitches staring at me saying, wow.
Unforgettable, like that King Cole. Berry wine, I'm drinking to your old. A one man show, a human bankroll. She lost in the sauce, cause Gucci got the glow.
I drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high. Castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love luxury, that's why they all fuck with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. Now watch me fly. Now watch me fly. But this my life. I'm on Adderall. I be smelling high tech when I piss. Like it's basketball. I drop 50 pointer on my wrist. It's LaCole that take a pick. I came home and dropped the hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled.
Cut it in high. I feel like I can fly. So first the dub is crazy. Feel like I can die. I done finally got my wings. They made me wanna sing.
I drink till I'm drunk. Till I'm drunk. Till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly.
I
know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love luxury, that's why they all fuck with me. Out here with the moves, like I am gonna smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. Now watch me fly. Now watch me fly.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
And learn.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Why you make it so complicated?
the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drink, it's on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch is on is the tree. Said I lasted 10 rounds like a freak, like a tree.
I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
I'll keep it simple, baby. I'ma keep it simple with you, baby. You know I don't ever play no games. You know I don't ever complicate it. Got to feel some type of way. Concentrating, concentrating on the way you keep the rhythm. Oh my God, I'm glad you came. You can do it, that's a diva. And the good you have me stuck. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
Smoking weed out the container.
We spend cash for entertainment.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying.
It's me and you and we making arrangements.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Why you make it so complicated?
Why you make it so complicated?
Off the drink, we concentrate.
Off the drink, we concentrate.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
I know, I know.
Smoking weed out the container.
We smoke, we smoke.
We spend cash for entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements.
Me and you, me and you, me
and you. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Hey, welcome back to Plus Size Life Entertainment. You're listening to your host, Suhaila, and hello, Jackie. Well, we might have lost Jackie, but Alexa, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so Jackie's out of state today, so her call might have gotten dropped. But we're okay.
Oh, no.
We're gonna keep. Yeah. But it's okay. She'll be back in a second.
Totally.
But anyway, we have a caller on the line. So I think she has a question for you, Alexa. So I'm super excited. So let's see if we could get her on the line to ask her question. Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
Hey. Hey, Jackie.
I'm back. I'm back. I don't
You're
know
back.
My phone keeps dropping.
I also have a caller.
Ooh.
Name.
Hello.
Hello.
Our caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Isabella?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, welcome to the show.
Hi,
so,
Isabella, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Alexa Felice is on the line, and we want to hear what your questions are.
So, a lot of times when I'm, like, shopping through, like the curve section, the plus-size models, like, they say the 1X, but whenever I try something on, like, and they, like, they're the same height as me, it feels so much, like, smaller on me, and they look like they're bigger. I feel like they squeeze them into smaller sizes. Is that, like, true, or?
Oh, well. Yeah.
You know, I can't speak on behalf of, like, every plus-size brand, but sizing right now, I think, in the U.S., is just kind of all over the place. You really never know what you're going to get when it comes to sizing. Especially if you have a little bit more of a shape to you, you're more shapely. That's actually probably not the best thing to say, because I mean, even straight is a shape, right? I guess.
Yeah.
but you know what I'm saying. I mean, all bodies are designed differently, and it is hard to cater to different types of body. One day we'll have brands that are like, we cater to pear shape, we cater to apple shape, we cater to hourglass, we cater to all bodies. You know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll be
we got
that,
a segment
but
about
until
that.
Then, yeah, I think that's a great idea. One day I'll be a designer. One day, you guys, wait on it. And I will make clothes just for you. And I will make clothes just for you, Isabella.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yes, we need it.
Yes.
Nice.
Do you have any other questions to Isabella before?
I mean, nothing really, but I think that the industry just needs so many more plus-size models. I mean, honestly, I feel like it comes down to, like, real models, no, like, photoshopping, stuff like that. Like, we need more real.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that photoshopping is definitely a concern with, you know, all kinds of photos that are being placed on the internet. I think that we do need to, you know, step away from some of these awesome tools that we have on Photoshop and all these apps and stuff, and really just learn how to relearn how to appreciate what's on the photo to begin with. And I think that when it comes to modeling, a really skilled model will know how to create that body shape that Photoshop would do for you by posing and angles and, you know, from the photographer's position, you know, to your position. Like, those are the skills that, you know, a model is supposed to acquire. And that's, so sometimes it may not be Photoshop, it's just the posing. But either way, I think that we should show bodies from all kinds of angles and all kinds of, you know, poses, so we can be more relatable. And when you're purchasing clothes online, you know what you're getting. Like, okay, I've got a belly. This girl's got a belly. Now I see what these pants are going to look like. Cool. Mm-hmm. They look cute. They look cute as fuck with her little belly. Excuse my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, let me see what I'm going to look like. Let me see models that are relatable. That's what I want to start bringing to the table.
100%. Because I know for myself, the issue I have is that I'm not straight and I'm not plus. I'm like that weird limbo where nobody models in my, I'm short and just curvy. Like, I don't have like a window of model that fits my body type. So
and
it's
you
like
know,
a
the
weird
truth, the truth is,
to be.
The truth is, babe, is most of the world looks like you. You know, we're not all one or the other. We're a little bit of both.
Yes.
We're in-betweeners.
Exactly.
You know? And your body deserves to be represented too. You know, all bodies do.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Isabella, for calling
in. Thank you, Isabella.
You could stay on the line and listen to the end. You could do, you know, we're here. Sure. We're listening. But we have to say goodbye because the show's going to be over. So just repeat again, Alexa, where everyone can find you.
Yeah, sure. You can find me at Alexa Felice on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. It's Alexa and then PH. And your organization, too. And the organization is Everybody Deserves Love _ on Instagram, and then Everybody Deserves Love on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yes,
it was
we
a
need
blast
to have you back.
To
we need
you.
To have you back in the show because you were hilarious.
100%. And when
yes.
you're in New York, we're going to meet you live. We're going to get
yes,
this done.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you guys
for
so much.
For sure. And remember, everybody, you can find me on Instagram also at Suhaila, Zuhaila. And Jackie?
I am Jackie _ A, IamJackKIE _ A. Hit us up with any questions or anything.
Yes.
You
and remember, we're here. We're plus is never a negative. We want to hear all about your bodies. We're so happy for Isabella calling in and asking questions. And
yes.
remember that we're here to listen and to talk to you. And we're going to be leaving you with that new Taki Taki by Selena Gomez, DJ Snake, and Cardi B. We hope you have a great week, and remember to listen to Plus Size Life Entertainment. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.